Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
All right, Jim Carafano with us this morning from the Heritage Foundation. I know you recognize that voice, Jim.
You know, the funny thing is I just held this whole workshop with Canadians yesterday talking about trade, and everybody was very optimistic.
Then they woke up this morning and said, what the hell happened?
Well, I'm still very optimistic. I mean, the reality is these two economies really need each other. And just being objective, I think both sides, both President Trump and the Canadians, both have some legitimate issues. And I think, you know, Trump was very honest about that when he was sitting down with Carney. And he said, look, yeah, we know this is difficult. We have to figure this out, and we will. And I think his knee-jerk reaction, this was an ad that was put out by Ford as one of the provincial heads. And, you know, actually the provinces in Canada have a lot more autonomy in their economic relationships than even U.S. states do. So they are much more in control of some of these things. He put this ad out, right? And I think it's just a bit of brinkmanship on both sides. I'm still optimistic that we're going to – because we really do need each other, and there are issues. But the one thing I took away actually from my conversations yesterday is actually there's nothing that can't be figured out between the two sides. And the benefits of new things we could do – and actually – this is kind of, you know me, eternal optimist. What we're discovering is there's actually a lot more we could do together, and we were just kind of lazy in the relationship. So I actually think it's going to, in the end, it's going to bring more prosperity to both countries.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, Dan and I were talking about this earlier, and we know Reagan was a free market guy, but it takes his comments out of context a little bit. I think that's probably when he was running against Jimmy Carter, who was quick to slap tariffs and sanctions on other countries. But it's not in context, I don't think, to what's going on today when we've got all these countries across the world that have not had level trade with us, and Trump's trying to rebalance that.
And more importantly, Reagan was not facing China.
Right.
China is distorting all the global markets and all the global relationships. And part about this restructuring is just not, hey, we got to, you know, everybody needs a fair deal. Is we all have to protect ourselves from China. You know, in Canada, they're going, oh, we'll just go do business with the Chinese, which is, again, more brinksmanship, because we know that's not true. Like, all China does is suck out your economy and, you know, and they run on slave labor. And so that's ridiculous. That's not going to happen. So I think it's a really fair point. Look, we all want free trade. We all believe in what Adam Smith wrote. But even if you read what Adam Smith wrote, he goes, there are people in the market who are predatory, and you have to protect yourself from that. And that's what Donald Trump is doing. And so, yeah, I do think the Reagan thing was a bit of a unfair, you know, shot.
Yeah, Jim, Dan, did you?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, the threats that immediately countered, though, from Canada saying that they're going to continue to look to foreign countries to sell product, get product from, and try to bypass the U.S. economy. Is that a bluff? Can they even do that? I mean, we are their largest consumer. I think we're 20% of their GDP. You can't replace that with sales to other nations.
Well, there's nobody other than China, but look, everybody that said, you know, we're going to prop up our economy with the China market after in the short run has actually been worse off
right
than before they did that. So I don't think that's a realistic option. So I do think it's kind of a bluff.
Yeah, okay. True. You know, Jim, I saw J.D. Vance in the Middle East this week, and I heard him point out that it discourages him. I don't think that's the word he used. I think it was a little stronger than that. To see people in the States and among the media, some of the commentators, actually rooting against peace in the Middle East, it seems like sometimes. Like they were almost gleeful when it appeared that ceasefire was not going to last.
Yeah, it was pretty pathetic. And all the protests and people that went to the streets and everything, and like, ceasefire now. And then there was a ceasefire, and they're like, okay, well, let's go protest something else. Right?
Yeah. They didn't protest the folks getting hit shot in the head on the streets of Palestine by Hamas, who, once they crawled out of their hole, took out vengeance on their own people.
Yeah. Because we all know that building a ballroom at the White House is
such a bigger
the end of humanity as we know it. So, you know, forget about, you know, the lives of people in Gaza and reconstructing Gaza and let's go protest something that really matters.
Ballroom derangement syndrome, as we heard it called.
Joe Concha framed it that way this morning. I thought that was pretty clever. I mean, come on. Let's face it. It is a little humiliating that when you have a big state dinner, you have to hold it in a tent.
To me, the thing is, it came out like 10 minutes after the announcement, which was Obama spent a third again that on White House renovations, none of which benefited the American public. All of which benefited the people living in there, and it was all paid with tax dollars. Trump spends a third less, all with private money, in space that is just going to benefit public and American diplomacy.
Yeah.
To me, I mean, that's kind of it's just getting past the point of ridiculous. You know, if somebody addicted to, you know, X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it, I can't even read it anymore because all we're doing is screaming and shouting at each other over stupid stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
It's gone. I mean, I listened to the Pritzker interview on Fox News yesterday, and I like, listen to this guy. I mean, and now they're saying they want to prosecute federal officers who are enforcing the law.
Yep.
I mean, and they're saying that in public. And how is that not obstruction of justice? How is these apps not obstruction of justice? How is threatening federal law officers for doing their job not obstruction of justice? I don't even get that.
I agree.
Well, Pam Bondi says she's going after people for
it. Yeah, so we'll see. Jim, thank you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.